It's fun to charter an accountant and sail the wide accountancy. To find, explore the funds offshore and skirt the shoals of bankruptcy. It can be manly in insurance. We'll up your premiums semi-annually. It's all tax deductible. We're fairly incorruptible. We're sailing on the wide accountancy.
But are we still sailing on the wide accountancy? That's what we have been asking a man who is arguably the world's most influential accountant. Jeff Thompson is the CEO and president of the Institute of Management Accountants, or the IMA. Asking him a question that someone texted in yesterday when he was with us in the studio, and they sort of said, it's all very well and good, Jeff Thompson, talking about the importance of accountancy, but will we still need accountants in 5-10 years time? Because automation, robots, clever computers, are the accountancy jobs going to go? So I've been asking Jeff Thompson about this for you. I've also been talking to him about what it's actually even worth being an accountant, because they've just published a really big salary survey looking at what you will actually get if you bother to sit down and get your CMA. So for all the accountants out there, this is Jeff Thompson talking about your future. And he starts off by talking about what they've just seen in their big global accountancy salary survey.
In the Middle East region, we saw a significant premium for those who earned a professional certification. So, for example, in the Middle East region, on base salary, we saw that those who earned a certification, like the CMA, Certified Management Accountant, earned 75% more than those who didn't earn a certification. And on total compensation, the premium was 90%. So it really shows the value of a credible professional certification like CMA, like CPA, and others. The other major finding is that those with a credible professional certification like the CMA had a much more likely chance to find more attractive jobs, add greater value to the corporation, and help achieve the goals and the vision of the various transformations underway in Dubai and in Saudi Arabia, for example, and moving to a knowledge-based economy.
More than three quarters of the finance professionals and accountants that you surveyed around the world expect to see a pay rise this year. Three quarters. Are they being optimistic?
Well, they probably are being a bit optimistic, but they're probably following the trend of the economy and the positive economic conditions that we're seeing in consumption and trade and corporate earnings. So, you know, we tend to follow the money as accountants, and that holds true with our salaries as well.
The most interesting thing to me, I think, about your report, though, was that the gender pay gap seems to be narrowing with younger generations. Talk to me about that.
Yes, absolutely. There is some heartening news in this quarter's salary survey, as you indicated, especially in the area of gender pay gap. And it is narrowing for entry level, which I think is heartening, and as it should be. And then generally for more seasoned professionals, it's really something we need to work on generally as a society, whether it's in the U.S. or abroad, especially for individuals with equal or similar competencies.
I would have thought that accountants, of all people, would maybe have less of a gender pay gap than in other disciplines and other areas. I would have thought that they would have been the people who had their eyes on the money.
Well, they do have their eyes on the money, but they don't necessarily set their own wages. Typically, wages and base salary and pension and benefits are set by the corporate structure, the corporate philosophy, the HR group, et cetera, as it's set for marketing and product development and R&D. So it really does tie to the corporate philosophy.
Talk to me about the future of accounting jobs, though. We've had a number of people texting in asking for your take, Jeff, on what automation, what better computer systems that can do finance jobs like accounting mean for actual human accountants.
Great question. And this is a great risk, but also an incredible opportunity if we take action as a profession. The great risk, of course, is that as we speak, automation is displacing certain accounting and finance jobs, those that are more rote, routine, transaction-based. That creates greater efficiencies and, of course, a loss of jobs. However, it also could create incredible new jobs, new opportunities for management accountants in industry those who provide foresight and insight, those who know how to harness the power of the machine and the computing power of cognitive computing. However, we need to invest more as management accountants in becoming data scientists. We understand the flow of data, how to use data to make decisions, and to help create great things for the organization and for society. So great risk, it's happening now, but also a great opportunity for management accountants to be truly future ready.
So what would you advise to students who do want to become a finance professional, who do want to head into accountancy? Is it still worth doing something like a CMA? Should they be studying something else as well to future-proof themselves?
Right. So to future-proof themselves or to be future-ready, I think the first recognition is that accountancy is much more than tax, auditing, a look back, CPA, chartered accountancy, all very, very important, but they are a look back. They're not a look into the future. So absolutely, CMA, Certified Management Accountant, is a look into the future, relies on business insight and foresight. But I also think that business and data analytics are increasingly important for all accountants, especially management accountants, to understand and harness so that they know how to explore, how to be inquisitive, how to ask the right questions, and again, how to use data to competitive advantage. Management accountants are perfectly positioned to do that, but they need to have the skills and the competencies.
And that is Jeff Thompson, VIA, very important accountant. He is CEO and president of the Institute of Management Accountants.